goeiemôre van my kant af ook. En ek wil net begin om vir elkeen dankie te sê vir oggend wat deel is van die diens. Elkeen wat hier is en wat 'n bydrae gemaak het. Each one that contributed this morning. I was fed this morning by the word of God. And I thank you for that. Thank you Albrecht en Albi en Marinda and the worship team. Thank you Johnny for your testimony as well. Ek hoop dit was julle ervaring ook, soos wat ek vir oggend se lofprysing en aanbidding het soveel scriptural truths bevat. En ek hoop julle het ook die ervaring gehad hoe dit my gees versterk het en hoe dit vrede en rustigheid en kalmte in my binneste bring, soos wat ek hierdie waarhede, die scriptural truths, as we declared it in praise and worship. I don't want to take too long time this morning. Shortly, I want to share on the discipline of fasting. Kort woord oor die discipline van vas. And then connect it to our fast tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. Shofar is a movement of fasting together for 3 days. And we really trust God to speak to all of us as we come together before Him. The discipline of fasting, I think as I did some research and I just realized that fasting, it is swak naam gekry for different reasons. And one of them is that in the middle-eeuw there was an extreme form of fasting. And people were looking at it and I said, nah, this is too much, not good enough. Ek dink in die tye wat ons leef, we are rather influenced by the idea that when you have 3 good meals a day with a lot of in-betweens, you're not going hungry. You're well fed. And ons is eintlik in 'n samelewing wat ons, as ons daarna kyk, baie maklik van kosse afgod maak. And maybe just God wants to form us concerning that. If we look through scripture at the names who practiced fasting, it's the who's of the Bible that participated in fasting. We're not going through that this morning. I'll try to put up a definition of fasting. So what is fasting? Now, it's a voluntary denial of otherwise normal function for the sake of increased spiritual activity. Does it make sense to us? It's voluntary. We'll get later on to it. There's no command about fasting in the Bible. It's voluntary. So for Paul and for Christ, freedom meant fasting. There's no command about fasting. So just make sure what the definition, because we would often wonder, so what is fasting? It's voluntary, I would say. It is a denial of something that is normal. And the reason, there's a motive behind it. And the motive is increased spiritual activity. And we can get later to what that mean. Just quickly in the Bible, just want to make sure I'm not leaving out anything. In the Bible, we get 3 types of fasts. And there's a normal fast, and a partial fast, and an absolute fast. And I'll just read 3 scriptures on these 3 fasts. And we see one in Luke 4:2. It's Jesus himself for 40 days being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, meaning the days, when they were ended, he was hungry. I would think so after 40 days. And Jesus went without anything to eat. So a normal fast, normal, is going without anything to eat in solids or liquids, only taking water. It's a normal fast. Then we get a partial fast, and I think most of us, we know it as a Daniel fast, or we know it as a Daniel fast. Takes different forms. Daniel 10 verse 3, Daniel was fasting. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. So we can see here that specific things were cut out from his diet, but he allowed himself to have, we see in the beginning of Daniel something similar, where he had vegetables and fruit and nothing else. So a partial fast is another form of fasting that we find in the scriptures. Then in Acts 9:9, we see Paul, after he met with Jesus on the road, He had 3 days and he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. No water, nothing to eat. It's obviously the more extreme of the three. Then just maybe quickly something about fasting is normally a private matter. It's a personal matter. But we do see many examples throughout scriptures of corporate fasts. So what we are doing in these 3 days is a corporate fast. It's not a personal individual fast. And I would encourage our congregation to have those personal and private fasting times in your months and weeks. And we'll see why and what's the motive behind it. In the most cases, fasting is a private affair, but there is a corporate fasting. I've put up one scripture in Joel 2 verse 15, blow the trumpet in Zion. Trumpet normally calls for a specific action from the people, for a specific season, a specific time. Consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly. So we see here, there's other scriptures that you can go and read. It's in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 1 to 4 and Ezra 8 verse 21 to 23, if you want to read. A corporate fast and the aim of it is to join the hearts of those that are fasting together and bring them into oneness for a specific purpose and matter. Kan ons dit weer sê? So, a korporatiewe vas, 'n gesamentlike vas waar ons as gemeente saam vas, is dit om ons harte een te kry vir 'n spesifieke saak en ons hart en ons mind. As I've said, you won't find scripture in the New Testament that says you have to fast. It is a command by God that you have to fast. But we see that, as I've said, fasting was part of normal behavior for the New Testament Christians. It was for Jesus, for Paul, all of them. And we'll read a few scriptures concerning that and then go to Jesus' own words to see what does Jesus himself say about fasting. Wat sê Jesus homself van vas? Kom ons lees net vinnig 2 Korintiërs 11 vers 27. It's Paul speaking to the congregation in Corinth, and he says, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often in fasting, in cold and exposure. This is what I went through to bring the word, the good news, to you as a congregation. So often in fasting, some of the translation says, often go hungry. It was part of Paul's spiritual discipline to fast. We know that Paul is very outspoken about not giving the flesh any room. Don't give the flesh any room. Let's just read what Jesus himself is saying. Matthew 6, verse 16. He says, and when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. So I just quickly want to stand still by when you fast. Jesus, just take it as normal practice. He does not say, I command you to fast. He just says, when you fast. It's normal. It's not. He presumes that it is implied that fasting is normal. And we see, I'll say something later about that, but we also see here that there's a motive behind fasting. And we must make sure when we fast, our motive is obviously pure. Another scripture, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them and then they will fast. Jesus answering the Pharisees and the Jewish people, asking him, why are your disciples not participating in our fasting rituals? And then Jesus answered them again. He says, while the bridegroom was with us, we're having a festival. And I said, maar wanneer ek weggaan, and then they will fast. I just want to say it is showing to the existing church. It implies us. When Jesus is away, then they will fast. So we see that Jesus just take it as it is implied as normal behavior. If we get to the purpose of fasting, Matthew 6, 16 and 18, let's just quickly look. We see that Jesus, they said that it is not to put up a show. It is not to impress other people. It is we fast without showing it outwards. Want ons sien daar in die skrif wat Jesus sê, if we do it in a way that we receive acknowledgement for it, we've had our reward already. It is not to impress, it is not to manipulate God, because we struggle here. Now, I want to get back to that. So how do we fast without thinking that we can manipulate God by withholding normal things from us? Because we tend to fall into that trap. We for some or other reason in trouble, or we need a breakthrough, or we need deliverance, we need an answer. You say, I'm going to fast now, and maybe God will reward me as I fast. And we will see that it is not to manipulate, it is to change me so that I can hear better, so that I am revealed. So when we are fasting, I think, someone has prayed it this morning, I think Herman before we started, let us walk with our eyes. As we are fasting, I hope that the effect that it has in our lives, the effect wat het in ons leven moet hê, is dat ons oë meer op Jesus moet wees. It should turn our eyes towards Jesus and keep it there, because we tend to look away. So fasting is bringing focus to our lives. That's what fasting is for, bringing focus. And through that focus, through that concentration, or whatever we want to call it, through that, it brings clarity. Fasting brings clarity in my lives. And in that process, we can hear and see much better what God wants to say to us. So I haven't put all of it. It is to glorify God. The aim of everything we do is to glorify God. So when I fast, I say again, it is to change me, not to manipulate God. So it is to reveal things that control me. I don't know, most of us probably have fasted. It's not that easy to fast from the things. And we realize how these things that we fast from is having control over us in life. I think when we fast, I want us to be reminded, as we get hungry and we would love something to eat, we should be reminded by the words of Christ in the desert to Satan. We are not sustained by worldly bread, but by every word that comes from God. And our desire is that we will fast from this daily and worldly stuff that feeds us, and that we will center again on God Himself to feed us, and that we will live off that word that we hear from God. It is not bread, but the bread of life that sustains us. May that become clear as you fast, as you participate in this fast. It is to keep a balance. It is to increase prayer. It helps us in guidance to make decisions. It increases our concentration. It delivers us. It breaks bondage. It is for physical wellness, and it is for revelation. Did I go too quickly? Increased prayer. Otherwise, we're on a hunger strike. If it does not increase spiritual activity, we're on a hunger strike. It helps in guidance, because things become clear when we fast. Things become clear. There is deliverance, breaking of a bondage. Physical wellness, I've seen the signs. They are trying to figure out why the people around the Midlands, Mediterranean Sea, they live longer than other peoples. And one of the reasons they have found is because they participate regularly in fasting. It is healthy to fast. I'm just quickly reminded by in December, we went for a hike in the mountains, and we had a 24-hour period that we ran, we hiked without water. So we had to carry everything along. It was up a mountain, so we couldn't carry too much. And it was just so amazing for me, the awareness that it brought to the whole group that was hiking, that we don't have access to everything. Most of us is used to have access to anything we want. Anton likes to say, every time I'm hungry, there's a Pizza Hut nearby or whatever. We've never gone hungry. And just to see the awareness amongst me and the kids and the friends that there's not water available in the next 24 hours. I've only got this little bit. And it brings a concentration and awareness of how much we have, brings to us. Maybe just something on the practice of fasting, because sometimes we just jump into it. And so I think one thing is clear from history is that fasting does include progression. Wat bedoel ek daarmee? So it's ek en dan nee, Nantes was hier by nie. Eerste keer toe ek moes vas, toe eet ek lekker baie voor die tyd. Think it's gonna last. It's the worst thing you can do. So dit is om jou voor te berei vir vas. En om ek byvoorbeeld met 'n bietjie koffie uitsny voor ek begin vas. Ons daai hoofpyn is net te erg want ek so gereeld 'n koffie wat ek drink. En so daar's vir my 'n voorbereiding and there's afterwards progression after I fasted. Die verkeerste ding wat jy kan doen is om te ooreet nadat jy gevas het. So progression before I go into a fast and progression after I fasted. Keep that in mind. There's obviously different lengths of fast and different manners in which we fast. Meditation and prayer, as I've already said, should be part of our fasting. Om te mediteer op die woord, haal die woord uit, lees die woord. Hê 'n pen en papier by, skryf neer wat hoor ek by God. Om te gaan stil staan om te sê in watter seisoen is ons, waar is ons mee besig? Here, wys my, waar pas ek in dit in? We have said it's not to call attention. I'm fasting. And I want to also encourage you, go and read Ephesians 6 before you start fasting and put on the weapons, die wapen uitrusting. Ephesians 6. Put it on, use it while you are fasting. And I want to encourage us. I do struggle. Sometimes fasting is not always hard work for me. And sometimes fasting it's some of the best times I have with God. And I want to encourage you to seek the joy of the Holy Spirit while you are fasting. Do not go into it and think this is this heavy yoke, but the light yoke that Albie described this morning. As we fast, it becomes light because we are filled with the bread of life. Maybe just one last slide. I want to say something about fasting and apply it to our culture. And my question is, what in our culture and what in your personal life is distracting you from hearing God? What is distracting you from centering your life upon God and the guidance of God? And I'm just thinking quickly, people, we are living in times where we are surrounded by people and there's noise always. So how do I just pull myself aside a little bit to hear God better? It's one thing I think, and the other is media. We know that media is influencing us. I would say advertising. And the next one is telephones or cell phones or whatever we want to call that. I think the other thing that is, what did I have? Yeah, I think that is why we are fasting food. So we are living in a time where everything is available most of the time in oorvloed. And so that is why we're fasting that as well. Food, if that food, drink, glutton. I would also suggest that, and it just adds to what Albie was sharing this morning is, hoe gaan jy dalk in die 3 dae jouself uitdaag om uit te kom uit 'n omgewing uit that is oversupplied with everything? And put yourself in circumstances, go and visit someone where he is dispossessed. Put yourself in a place where there is very little. It is different to think about it or to see it on Facebook or see it on the TV than to find yourself there amongst it, that God may speak to us. So, glutton, miskien is sommer oordrewe of vraatsig. As ons met die Afrikaans, ek moes glutton net mooi gaan opsoek om te sê, wat is het? Hoe word gedefinieer? So ek wil ook sê, soms laat ons gesondheid ons nie toe om vrylik te kies hoe ons wil vas nie. I think of diabetes, or maybe you expecting a baby. There's different reasons why your health is not allowing you to follow the three normal guidelines of a normal fast, a partial fast, or an absolute fast. But you see, in our culture, we can fast many other things. That is, sometimes it's easier to go with a partial food than to go without media and your telephone. And that's that decision. So let God lead you. If you cannot, I do want a bit of unity. I think it's good for us to have a bit of unity in the way we fast. But if you are, because of your health reasons, not able to participate, then go and hear God and choose another way of fasting in these 3 days. And what you can choose from is people, media, phones, and advertising. Now, those are 4 suggestions I want to make. And for all of us, I want to encourage us to put yourself amongst the dispossessed. I have set up 3 slides that is in line with what the whole Shofar body is fasting for. And I want to share that with you. I will put it on the WhatsApp, send it to every cell leader, and every cell leader can send it to his cell, that we have prayer points as we are fasting as a church together to bring a oneness of heart and a oneness of mind during this time of fasting. Maybe just how should we fast? I think I want to suggest that everyone that has fasted, that will trust God, and let's take a normal fast. We go for 3 days with water. Prepare yourself today, this evening, as you go into this time, and from Monday morning until Wednesday evening, we go with water. If you've never fasted, I want to suggest a partial fast. Go maybe with a Daniel fast. Take fruit and vegetables. The vegetarians is lucky. And then if your health and doesn't allow you to participate in any of those 2, look at the other points that we've set up and fast from that. Now, I also want to suggest all these that participate in a normal fast and in a Daniel fast, I want to suggest, let us put media and maybe cell phones. Let's say when we come back from work, some of our jobs doesn't allow it, but when you come from work, put it aside, the whole family. We're going to put the cell phones aside, we're going to shut down the TV for 3 days, and the tablets and what else, and the computers, and we're going to spend time together. Prayer and fasting and asking God to speak to us, and we will see what we are trusting God to speak to us about. Oneness in the body throughout the world, the body of Christ, obviously. I think we are living in times that it is an urgent change that we need to see, and that is oneness amongst the different parts of the body of Christ, in our town, in the country, and throughout the world. It is one thing that I want us to pray about. Oneness in us as a Shofar movement. I think oneness in our vision, oneness among the brethren in the movement, and obviously brethren includes all the women. I think point 3, and God has been busy with this throughout last year and this year, oneness in our congregation. May God improve it, increase it, bring it to a next level. God has blessed us with a lot of unity in our congregation. May God increase it. And then the other 3 points is help me, God, to love. And I think in line with what Corinne's word was this morning, wrestle with God. That homework that we sent by email, has anybody had a chance to look at it? I want to encourage all of us, if you come on Wednesday evening, even if it's not finished, even if you haven't started, come and start a conversation about it. I've spoken to guys in the past week, and I want to say it to the congregation. I said it on Wednesday evening. Tozer is a humble man of God, and he wrote something that stayed with me. He says, what is the difference between those that take the high road of spirituality and those that struggle along, I think, in the half light of mediocrity? What is the difference between the 2? And he ends up and he says, it's not this, it's not that, it's not that. It is, the difference is those that does something about it. And I want to encourage to just connect it to Corinne's word this morning. Are you willing to wrestle with God? Are you willing with your purpose and what God has called you for this in this season, in this congregation, in this community, at your workplace? God, what do you want to do with me and through me? So that's the last two prayer points that I want us to pray about and work with it in the next 3 days as we come together on Wednesday evening. Lord, show me how and where do I serve. Use me and let's take action. Albie, thank you for that video. I think we need to play it every week or something until it has sunk in and changed us. So can we just go back, Leah? Just there's 6 points I want us to pray about. Oneness in the larger church body, oneness in shofar, and oneness in our congregation. Let us pray. If I want to encourage you, if there's something that God shows you, send it through to the office. God has showed me this concerning the oneness of the worldwide church or the church in our community, the different parts of the church. God has shown me this about the movement of shofar, or this about our congregation. Allow God to speak to you and share that. Please send it through to me to the office. And the other three prayer points would be ask God that He would help us to love. Maybe ask God to show me, Lord, what is stopping me from loving? What is it? Where is pride part of my life that does not allow me to love? And Lord, show me where to serve in line with that homework that we've sent out. And then we say, Lord, use me. Let's take action. Start with where you are and what you have. We don't need to see the whole big picture before we start. How many times I make that mistake? And actually, I just want to end off. As we pray and fast, we come into unity with God's heart in heaven. That is what we're looking for. So God knows who He is, what He wants, what the season is. As we fast and pray, it is us that is changing to come in line with what God wants to do in this time through you, through us as a church, as a movement, as the church body worldwide. I want us to close and pray and ask the worship team to come forward and let us close with one last song. So maybe just on after we've fasted for the 3 days and we come together on Wednesday evening in our small groups, I want to encourage the cell leaders, encourage your small group to come. Let us start off with praying and sharing what God showed us on the first three prayer points. The last three prayer points has to do with your homework. But start off with the first three prayer points. Share that. As cell leader, put down the scripture. Send it through to me, please. I want to study it. I want to see it. Because we are trusting God to speak to us. And while He's speaking, hopefully we start to change. But we need to hear what He's saying. Please send it through to me. And then the last half of cell group, we share with one another what we heard from God concerning the last three prayer points. And we will continue with those last three prayer points in the next week until the next small group. We're not going to finish it in this. We won't be able. Let's close our eyes and then maybe we can stand and then we can go into worship again. Let's stand.